In northeast China, just 87 miles from the North Korean border, lies the city of Benxi. The region's steep slopes and narrow valleys channel 33 inches of annual rainfall into a reservoir that holds China's first salmon farm. The farm may be the start of new competition for Alaska's wild-caught salmon. Earlier this month, freelance reporter Bob Takach visited and has the story.
Currently, we have 24-meter tanks at the farm, and has two species, trout and chinook.
That's Yan Peng, managing director of Benxi Agrimarine Industries, a subsidiary of British Columbia-based Agrimarine Incorporated, the company that designed what may be the most high-tech fish farm in the world. These aren't net pens, but a completely closed containment system. The tanks are built of a composite material similar to that used for the blades of wind generators. Each of what will be a six-tank system when the farm is fully built is 78 feet in diameter. The entire shebang, which cost about $300,000 per tank, floats in the 150-foot deep reservoir. In winter, ice on the water is about 2 feet thick. In summer, cool water from its depths is pumped into the tanks to allow constant, precise temperature control. Agrimarine began operations in 2009 with steelhead trout, mostly because they're relatively easy to grow and feed was readily available from Chinese manufacturers. This year, it produced 200 tons of steelhead, which sold well in white tablecloth restaurants in Beijing and Shanghai. 500,000 each of Chinook and Coho eggs that arrived last year from a BC producer were raised in Agrimarine's nearby spring-fed hatchery, and fingerling Chinook went into the water late last year. Yan Peng says they'll be ready for harvest soon.
But next year, we will switch to Chinook and Coho. For Chinook, probably 200 tons to 300 tons for Chinook. And Coho will be 2013, around 300 as well.
Market reception to Benxi's steelhead began with questions as to why the fish didn't contain the pretty white stripes of fat that are a hallmark of Norwegian Atlantics that are also a standard product in Chinese and international supermarket chains here. A quality fresh product overcame the appearance issues, and Ed Tripe, the Benxi farm manager from Campbell River, B.C., says word of the homegrown seafood is spreading.
So there's definitely a lot of interest from local buyers. And, you know, when I say local buyers, I mean Chinese buyers to stay within China.
And is that a point of pride when they hear it's being produced in-country rather than imported, have you noticed?
Pride and more fish quality. Because these fish here today will be in Shanghai tonight.
The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute has been promoting wild Alaska salmon in China since 1997. Back then, the product was too expensive. Sales have been improving slowly, and at the China Seafood Exposition earlier this month, several Chinese companies that have been buying Alaska salmon for reprocessing and export said they are planning to open domestic sales division. The move is a response to the wealth and demand for safe quality foods from the growing prosperous middle class. Now it appears that as the market for Alaska's premier salmon has arrived, the Chinese competition will be ready to meet it. Reporting from Benxi, China, this is Bob Takach.